Greetings and salutations to all you beautiful people out there. I hope you're all doing well and having a terrific Thursday. It's a rather chilly, snowy Thursday in this part of Kanakistan at the moment, so I'm coming to you from my cozy living room and my comfy rocking chair. The heater is on, I've got a nice hot cup of tea in front of me, and although I can't exactly say that all's right with the world, I can definitely say that it's not the end of the world as we know it. Now, I have to warn you folks, this boo is going to be of a rather personal nature, and I do hope that my gentle listeners won't find it too negative. If you are not interested and would rather skip this one, I would certainly not be offended. I firmly believe that Audio Boom should be a pleasurable experience as much as possible, and so I try not to post too much that could potentially bring people down. But having said that, I listened to my watershed moment post a while ago and came to the realization that I did not explicate myself very well in that post as to the current decline in my cognitive abilities. So upon further cogitation, I decided that a more in-depth, detailed explanation might be in order. Also, what really decided me was I got a lovely message this morning from Paul Leishman, who I think wanted to give me some comfort and consolation and let me know that I'm not alone in some of these things that I'm experiencing. At first I was going to respond to him privately, and then I thought that perhaps some of my other regular listeners might be interested to know what's going on as well. And I also hoped that this might somehow be of help to somebody else eventually. Probably not, but one never knows. Such things can really have wide-reaching effects that we don't always know about. So sorry if that sounds egotistical, but again, I'm sort of trying to pay it forward and say, hey, if there's anybody else out there that is experiencing this, you're not alone. So before I go into what I'm currently experiencing, I must provide a bit of backstory. Paul Leishman understandably posited the theory that my current memory loss could be caused by anxiety and depression. And I totally get that, and he could be right. But I must tell you that prior to, say, 2012, I really wasn't experiencing much depression at all. When the seizure disorder that I now have began in 2010, my life was actually as on track as it was going to get. I wasn't feeling depressed in any way, wasn't anxious, wasn't stressed. I was having a great time at church, had made some friends, was playing music, reading lots of good books. My memory was excellent at that time. You could tell me something and I'd be able to retain it for months and years afterward. That's how good my memory was. Then the seizures began in 2010. The first really nasty one I had was while I was staying at my grandma's house and had been having a lovely time. And so the depression that I've dealt with happened as a consequence of me having all these seizures. Because after a while, they got to be so many that I actually developed agoraphobia and was kind of afraid to leave the house in case I might have a seizure and get lost and disoriented. It's happened before on several occasions. Also, again, I think as a result of the seizures, I began to get really mentally foggy and would have days when I could barely string a few words together and would really struggle to express myself. That has gotten considerably worse in the intervening years. So what I'm trying to say is, yes, the memory loss that I'm currently dealing with could be, very well, could be a symptom of depression, but until all these seizures got really out of hand, I wasn't feeling depressed at all. Now, the epilepsy specialist that I finally saw after having been to a number of doctors about these seizures, she came to the conclusion that I didn't have epilepsy because nothing ever showed up on my EEGs. And after a week-long stint in the epilepsy clinic, she couldn't find anything that would suggest that I had epilepsy. So she told my mother and I that she thought my seizures were caused by, get this, depression. As I say, until these seizures began, I wasn't bloody well depressed. Oh, I'm sorry, excuse me. I wish these doctors would get that. I can't seem to get it through their heads sometimes. Now, I did eventually get referred to a doctor who specializes in non-epileptic psychogenic seizures, and she put me back on an anti-epileptic drug because I had been taking one for a while, and it actually did help the seizures. And now that I've gone back on it, again, it has helped considerably. So this doctor that I'm seeing now, she's not so sure that I don't have epilepsy. She said that there are temporal lobe seizures that don't actually show up on EEGs. They're too deep to show up on EEGs. A neurologist that my friend Kim saw for a while said the exact same thing. Anyway, all of this is to say that I'm dealing with depression now, but when all this memory loss first began, no sir. So what's happening is this. This anxiety regarding my memory really all got sparked off last week when my friend Kim and I had a conversation about my church's book club. Now, I remember that very clearly because it's something that I felt so anxious about that I became fixated on it. I said that I needed to pick up some items for the potluck dinner that we're having at a book club event at my church. And my friend Kim said, "Oh, you didn't tell me about that. I didn't even realize your book club was still continuing." And I said, "Well, yeah, I thought I told you that we've been having one every month, and I just assumed you weren't interested, so I didn't elaborate further." And anyway, we got talking about previous book clubs, and I realized that Kim had been to a lot more of them than I could remember her going to. And she said, "Yeah, I was really interested for a while." She said, "I kind of forgot about it too, now that I think about it. But remember, we read this book, that this book, this book, this book, and that book, and I really enjoyed them. And we went to another potluck dinner for one of them." And I was like, "No, I don't remember any of that." I vaguely remembered when she mentioned the titles of the books. I vaguely remembered that I had read them, but I couldn't remember her going to any of these book club events with me. And I didn't remember a previous potluck event. Also, there are quite recent events that I don't remember. When Kim and I were out for supper with a friend of ours a little over a week ago, actually it's 2 weeks ago now almost, sorry, my friend referred to a lecture that she had given last October, which I attended. I don't remember it. I don't remember going. I don't remember anything about it. Then I had a committee meeting at church on Tuesday night, and somebody mentioned a woman's retreat that had been given last fall and asked me about it because I apparently had been there. I don't remember it, folks. I vaguely recall that it happened now, but I can't give you any specifics. All of these things are just gone. Now, Paul thinks that perhaps I'm having trouble just with the retrieval process because of my depression, and that perhaps the things are still stored in my long-term memory. And again, he could be right about that. Paul, I really hope you don't mind me mentioning these things in public. But it scares me that things that I apparently enjoyed very much are now beyond my ability to recall. And it's not just that. I used to love to read and write. They were hugely enjoyable facets of my life. Now, because my mental fogginess has gotten so bad, I struggle to find words and to express myself properly, and so I don't enjoy writing anymore. I'm keeping a daily journal now just to keep track of when